Pastoralists frequently cross the border between Uganda and Kenya with their cattle and goats in search of pastures and water sources or to trade. One of them is Cholima Logid, a father of nine who used to make the journey to trade livestock.
When I went to Kenya, I discovered that most of the cows were dead on the way. Even the one I bought, I found it was sick.
This is because diseases easily spread from one country to the other, and pastoralists can only rely on services offered at the endpoints in either Uganda or Kenya. Kennedy Ojuan is a lab assistant in Moroto, Uganda, where local organizations take blood samples of animals for routine checkups.
This blood sampling, we normally do disease surveillance, and the idea is that we normally collect these blood samples on a return basis. So what we do, we go check them for various parasites. Those organisms which are responsible for causing disease in cattle.
But there are differences in the quality and the prices of the veterinary services offered on both sides of the border. And the lack of coordination makes it difficult to control disease outbreaks, as Emmanuel Isingoma, district veterinary officer, explains.
You may find that people on one side of the border are controlling diseases, but the people on the other side of the border are not controlling diseases, maybe through vaccination or other treatments.
This situation prompted the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD, a regional organization in East Africa, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, and other organizations to start a program to harmonize healthcare on both sides of the border. It is known as the Regional Initiative in Support of Vulnerable Pastoralists and Agropastoralists, or RISPA. In April, the governments of Uganda and Kenya signed a Memorandum of Understanding which commits them to develop programs for animal health care in the border regions. Emanuela Olesambu is RISPA project coordinator.
The next step is now to implement. And the implementation entails development of a program that is going to look at specifics on how to coordinate and share information. Number two, on how to have common activities. For example, in animal health, how will they synchronize the various vaccination, treatment, information sharing, and surveillance? How will they synchronize? So that's a critical part of a memorandum.
Implementation of the Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, is not without problems, says Timothy Kelley, a community animal health worker who sprays a goat against ticks.
To us, community animal workers, actually, we have a challenge of lack of drugs, like now for this season. For animals, because the one that I was given got finished.
Emanuela Olesambu is project coordinator for RISPA, working with the Karamojong community of agropastoral herders living mainly in the northeast of Uganda.
The MOU will not necessarily provide the drugs, but the key thing is the implementation of it, which is going to be through the program. The program now will go specifically to what the need is. If there's a need of drugs, if there's a need for timely vaccination, then that is going to be picked up and provided by the respective government programs.
The Intergovernmental Authority on Development hopes that the experiences in Uganda and Kenya will serve as a model for other countries with pastoralist communities. Deanne Penn, United Nations.